24. Take the line of least expectation, the ordinary, extraordinary strategy. People expect your behavior to conform to known patterns and conventions. Your task as a strategist is to upset their expectations, surprise them, and chaos and unpredictability, which they try desperately to keep at bay, enter their world. And in the ensuing mental disturbance, their defenses are down and they are vulnerable. First, do something ordinary and conventional to fix their image of you. Then, hit them with the extraordinary. The terror is greater for being so sudden. Never rely on an unorthodox strategy that worked before. It is conventional the second time around. Sometimes the ordinary is extraordinary because it is unexpected. Unconventional warfare. Thousands of years ago, military leaders, aware of the incredibly high stakes involved in war, would search high and low for anything that could bring their army an advantage on the battlefield. Some generals who were particularly clever would devise novel troop formations or an innovative use of infantry or cavalry. The newness of the tactic would prevent the enemy from anticipating it. The enemy, however, would work hard to come up with a defense against the new strategy, whatever it was, and would often find one quite fast. So what once brought brilliant success and was the epitome of innovation soon no longer worked, and in fact became conventional. Furthermore, in the process of working out a defense against a novel strategy, the enemy itself would often be forced to innovate. Now it was their turn to introduce something surprising and horribly effective. And so the cycle would go on. War has always been ruthless. Nothing stays unconventional for long. It is either innovate or die. In modern times, the constant challenge to top the enemy with something new and unconventional has taken a turn into dirty warfare. Loosening the codes of honor and morality that in the past limited what a general could do, at least to some extent, modern armies have slowly embraced the idea that anything goes. This dynamic is particularly intense in warfare, but it permeates every aspect of human activity. If you are in politics and business and your opponents or competitors come up with a novel strategy, you must adapt it for your own purposes, or better, top it. Their once new tactic becomes conventional and ultimately useless. Our world is so fiercely competitive that one side will almost always end up resorting to something dirty, something outside earlier codes of accepted behavior. Ignore this spiral out of a sense of morality or pride, and you put yourself at a severe disadvantage. You are called to respond, in all likelihood, to fight a little dirty yourself. What we consider unconventional has changed over the years, but the laws that make unconventionality effective, being based on elemental psychology, are timeless. Once you understand the essence of unconventional warfare, you will be able to use it in your daily life. Unconventional warfare has four main principles as gleaned from the great practitioners of the art. Work outside the enemy's experience. Your task as a strategist is to know your enemies well, then use your knowledge to contrive a strategy that goes outside their experience. What they might have read or heard about matters less than their personal experience, which dominates their emotional lives and determines their responses. When the Germans invaded France in 1940, the French had secondhand knowledge of their Blitzkrieg style of warfare from their invasion of Poland the year before, but had never experienced it personally and were overwhelmed. Once a strategy is used and is no longer outside your enemy's experience, though, it will not have the same effect if repeated. Unfold the extraordinary out of the ordinary. To Sun Tzu and the ancient Chinese, doing something extraordinary had little effect without a setup of something ordinary. You had to mix the two to fix your opponent's expectations with some banal, ordinary maneuver, a comfortable pattern that they would then expect you to follow. With the enemy sufficiently mesmerized, You would then hit it with the extraordinary, a show of stunning force from an entirely new angle. Framed by the predictable, the blow would have double the impact.